News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it's not just the season of fruit and of mellow fruit, as I should say. It's also Deb season, which means many parents will be spending money on suits and dresses. And that can be a really big deal these days. Dresses can cost up to, wait for this, 1,000 euros, as one of our team members recently discovered. Jen Hogan is columnist with the Irish Times. Jen, are you aware of this new phenomenon of, I mean, not obviously not everyone is doing it, but some people spending huge amounts of money on Deb's dresses?
Oh, hiya, Shane. Yes, absolutely. I think if you have a daughter, it's much more costly going to the Deb's than a son, but it still adds up if you have a boy too. I couldn't get over it. I remember my daughter went, 5 years ago now, to her Deb's, and I remember even going out shopping for her Deb's dress and being blown away by the cost of the dresses, and they were coming in more than a wedding dress for a Deb's dress, and the planning that goes into it, and the fact that you can't obviously wear the same dress as anybody else in the class, and if you're going to the return Deb's of the person that you bring, obviously there has to be another dress then as well. And you might sell or borrow a friend's or pick one up in the sales. There's maybe perhaps not the same amount of cost goes into the Deb's that you're attending as opposed to your own Deb's. But it's just done in such a way that it's hugely cost of it. It's a hugely big deal.
And this phenomenon as well of kind of being a social media trend, and it's kind of like say yes to the dress, and if you pick the dress, you ring a bell, and then that goes up on social media and stuff. I mean, it's a lot of palaver, isn't it?
And I know it's terrible to say it's so tacky because it's such a huge day in their lives, and it's impossible not to get caught up in the excitement of it. And isn't it fabulous that young people are getting excited about things, and wouldn't you love to be there again too? So
does it have to cost an arm and a leg though?
Does it have to cost so much? Exactly, that is the thing. And it does, because by the time you factor in the hair and the nails and the tan and but even things like the pre-Deb's as well, because there's all these pre-Deb's before the actual Deb's, these other night outs, which will come at varying degrees of formality in terms of what they wear, but definitely they can't be wearing the same thing to all these things. So there's all these things in the build-up from nearly 50 year beforehand, these pre-Deb's will start, and they'll have all those things beforehand, and then there's perhaps the hosting in your house as well, if family are going to come and see.
There's got to be a cheaper way to, like, I was talking to one young woman recently who hired her dress. She looked absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. There are definitely ways that people can cut the cost. And like, if you've got pals even in a different school, it might be possible to borrow. You're relying on a lot of things if you're the same size and the similar height and similar colouring and similar, I said, you like the same sort of thing. It might be possible to borrow a friend's dress and you can hire the dress. The lads often hire the suits. I mean, that certainly is something that
a thing? That was a big thing when I was at school. I didn't think it was quite as popular now.
This is, a lot of them will still go in suits. Certainly my son went last year, they went in suits or tuxes. Tuxes were still huge. They were bigger than the actual dress suits, though a lot went in dress suits too. But no, still very formal for the guys. The shoes, I suppose, are the funny thing. Some of them will put maybe Converse or Runners with us. Others will still go in the formal dress shoe. But again, they have to have the Deb's haircut, and they all have to be, they have to have money for the corsage and money for the night, and even hiring or buying a suit is expensive too. Probably not up in the same cost levels as the girls.
You can buy a suit in Zara and a hell of a lot cheaper than hiring one,
and you don't have to worry if you do even go down the tux route or a suit route. You're not worrying if my mate wearing the same thing. That's not the same concern that it is for the girls, who have to make sure that they don't clash with other girls in the class. Or
lastly, is it hard for parents not to fall into the trap of kind of wanting to give everything to their kids?
It is, but I suppose the joy here is that these kids are older. They're actually adults. That's the reality. We're calling them kids still, but very few of the people, the teenagers going to Deb's are actually still kids.
Yeah, I was 16 at my Deb's. Yeah,
whereas now they'll be 18 and 19 typically with the TY, and because kids are starting school later, they're going to be 18 and 19 starting. And they've had the summer perhaps to earn a few bob towards the cost of the night out if they had a summer job or something. But also, you can, you know, they're reasonable as well. They have a better appreciation of the cost of. But you do, it's a special day. It is a really special day, and you do want to get caught. You do want to make sure it's a special night for them, because we have all got caught up in that a little bit. And again, that's great if you can afford it. And even if you do think it's a huge waste of money when you look at the actual overall cost for your one night, but at the same time, if you can afford it, that's great. It's a huge, hugely different experience if you're a parent really feeling the pressure, because it is very hard to do it cheaply. Even the cost of the tickets can be huge too, on top of everything else.
Okay, Jen Hogan, columnist with the Irish Times. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your own stories. Do you know people paying that kind of money? Have you paid that kind of money yourself?
I'm 3 years out from the Debs and we paid nothing like that. We bought a dress online. Well, I say I bought it, but my daughter picked it, but it was, I don't know, 200 quid or something.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.